This convention is a civic event, but also a television show. Many TV networks cover each party's effort to sell its vision of America, so we have some analysis now from TV writers. Writers for Veep, the satirical TV program in which Julia Louis-Dreyfus plays a shallow politico who floats to the top.
Move everything off of the six for me. You can clear that.
Absolutely, ma'am. The only thing I need to move is the senator's swearing-in ceremony, so we're good.
And that's not movable. That's immovable.
Surely nothing is immovable.
This is like explaining gravity to a chicken.
People love Veep, and I think sometimes want to think it's all made up just on the set. And we do a lot of ad-libbing, but we always try and make sure we get the script first, and then we can kind of play with it and do one for fun. And Trump seems to start with one for fun and then keep going.
David Mandel, executive producer of Veep, brought along two fellow writers on the show, Eric Kenward and Billy Kimball.
It's the strangest campaign of my lifetime. I'm 45 years old, and it's definitely the strangest campaign ever. More so than ever before, the other party hates the other candidate with a fiery passion that I haven't seen on this level. And at the same time, neither party loves their own candidate.
Right.
And that's a very confusing situation to me.
Yeah.
So how would you review this campaign as a television program, looking at those elements like the plot and the dialogue?
I think we at Veep sort of joke that if we had tried to write a lot of this, we'd be like HBO would have like sort of fired us and replaced us with a different writing staff. Like,
yeah.
You know, we struggle over every reality moment. Like, is this real? Would the president say that? Would someone say that to the president? And Trump has just blown that up. We sit around a lot of times trying to think of like, you know, we're trying to think of a story, but then we're also trying to think of things that could happen to make our main character sort of seem stupid and dump things on them and seem funny. And we're writing those things on purpose. And they seem to be doing things, I guess, for I don't know where it's coming from, because I can't imagine they're sitting around going, oh, you know, it'd be funny if he picks Mike Pence as VP and then immediately regrets it and thinks about not announcing him. I mean, that's something we might do, but it's crazy that that's happening.
So what if it were up to you to plot out the next 3 days that we have here in this convention? What would you come up with?
I hope he sticks to sort of his own insane plan to just speak every night, possibly multiple times.
Absolutely.
Like, he should start the evening, close the evening. I feel like Trump should never leave the stage. They should bring up other speakers, and as they speak, he should constantly be going like, yeah, no, yeah, you, all right, you can say that. All right, that's good. Yeah, okay, keep going with that.
You know, we interviewed a Trump campaign strategist who used the word genial. She would like Americans to see a more genial side of Donald Trump.
I mean, it'd be kind of hilarious to have him come out and sort of try to be genial for 4.5 minutes and then the manic side coming out, you know.
Or maybe every other night, like genial Monday, crazy Tuesday, genial Wednesday, crazy Thursday.
Yeah. We've had Benghazi Monday, Monica Lewinsky Tuesday. Now we're going to do Genial Wednesday.
We're going to do Genial Wednesday right into our salute to Vince Foster.
There is an opportunity for Trump to seem less crazy. And, you know, so the best that they can probably hope for at this point is kind of a dull convention. But all signs are that, you know, they're not abandoning crazy yet.
David Mandel, Eric Kenward, and Billy Kimball are writers for the TV show Veep with suggestions for the Republican convention. They will have suggestions for the Democrats on this program next week.